105. A gallant girl. In about 20 years, we might be flying around the galaxy instead of driving on roads, Alice said. I wonder what our garb will look like in the future. You might not need to wait 20 years to fly, said Bessie. If this gale gets any stronger, it's going to lift our small car off the ground. As for the future of garments, I think fashion will become garish. I also think the materials will be made out of recycled garbage. Alice gasped. If that's true, I'm going to garner my favorite clothes and save them for the future. If I look good, maybe I will meet a gallant space pilot who will take me all the way to Saturn to study gaseous clouds. I wonder how much gasoline it will take to get there. Very funny, Bessie said. Didn't you hear? Gallantry like that no longer exists. Anyway, you're looking gaunt. Maybe we should stop at the next town to eat. There's a nice art gallery there. They specialize in galvanized metal sculptures. Okay, Alice said. Shall we eat first? I hope they put an edible garnish on my fat, juicy hamburger. I'm really hungry. Remember, we're in Europe, Bessie said. We can't afford to be gauche. People are gauging our every move. By the way, is that a gash on your palm? Yes, it is, Alice replied. I injured it when my hand got caught in the gap between the doors. I am sure it will be okay. It's nothing that a gallant girl can't handle.